Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
I'm in Tucson, Arizona today in one of the most beautiful settings I've ever been in my life, and I want to talk to you about the two most important tools you can use to sell on your menu. Hey everybody, this is Ryan Bronfen, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com, and I just need to quickly show you around really quick. I am at an absolutely beautiful resort here in Tucson, Arizona. Those are the saguaro cactuses behind me. The sun's going down, the moon's coming out, the stars are coming out. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And I'm here working with a client, but I'm going to extend the trip a day or two and do some goal planning and things for the year. But I had this video planned that I was going to film at the office, and I figured I'm here, so I might as well tell you about it now. I'm sorry for the cars driving by and the audio. It's too beautiful of a setting to not share this with you. So I want to talk to you about urgency and scarcity. Urgency and scarcity. Now, a couple weeks ago, I did a video for you about urgent and important, which is a totally different topic. That's about managing your schedule, and you should go back and check that out. But today's about selling more stuff on your menu in your restaurant. It's urgency and scarcity are the two most important things that most restaurant menus lack, and it's those two things that create sort of a buzz and a need for people to buy stuff and spend more money and enjoy their experience more. And what I mean by that is, let's take urgency as an example. One of the best selling techniques at a table is if you go out to a fancy steak restaurant, the first thing they do after you place your entree order is tell you that, you know, the souffles take a long time to prepare, so you should get your order in now. Well, of course you're going to order the chocolate souffle because it sounds great and you haven't stuffed your mouth with mashed potatoes and lobster and steak yet. If they wait until after you eat all that steak and mashed potatoes and lobster, you're not going to want to order the chocolate souffle. Do they need you to order before the meal? You know, they're not that hard to make. They don't take that much time, but it's genius marketing. Another restaurant that I work with freezes their ice cream per order. Literally, they use a machine called a Paco Jet. And a Paco Jet, you can spin ice cream. Or I've actually worked with restaurants that literally make batch ice cream, single batch ice cream, with six or seven different flavors, and you have to order it when you order your entrees. And it's genius because it's urgency. If you don't order it now, you can't have it. So people are going to want to order it. The second thing is scarcity. You know, I'm not talking about running out of everything on your menu here, but a lot of restaurants are totally afraid to run out of stuff, right? And what I'm telling you to do is run out of stuff. Do something special, a special that's actually special, and only have a few of them. You know, it could be as simple as a beautiful lasagna that you make for a special one night, let's say, but only make 8 portions of it. And let the servers know and let your customers know, hey, we've got this amazing lasagna. It's got shaved white truffle in it or whatever. Maybe it's just regular lasagna and it's just fresh made and beautiful and delicious. But let them know, I only have 6 left. You need to order it now. Even pre-sell it on some of your reservations. Call some of your reservations and let them know that you're going to run out of the lasagna if they don't order it. A restaurant that I eat at in town, in my town, all the time does Sunday supper, and they only do one entree on Sunday because it's a pizza restaurant. Really, really great, authentic gourmet pizzas. But they only do one entree on Sunday night. It's called Sunday supper, and they always run out. And so my wife and I, when we go to dinner at like 4:30 on Sunday. And the first thing we do when we walk in, no matter how busy the restaurant is say, what's the entree tonight? And if they tell us what it is and we like it, we order it right there at the host stand before we even sit down because we know that they run out. Now, if you can combine urgency and scarcity into a dish, you've got a winning combination. So I hope that gives you some food for thought about some ways to increase sales on your menu, to get premium dollars for product, and to also enhance the customer experience. This has been Ryan Bronfen saying have a wonderful day. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort.
and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.